Let's check what's in the papers with Mike Woods. Mike?
Good morning, Jonathan. First to the Australian today, and a warning from Social Services Minister Kevin Andrews that the nation's welfare system is unsustainable and large, urgent changes must be made to the disability pension and the general unemployment benefit. The Australian says a 10-year report by the Department of Human Services shows that more than 5 million Australians received an income support payment in June 2012. More than one in five Australians with disability support pension recipients hitting 827,000, while 550,000 people were on Newstart. The paper says figures for June last year, released recently but not included in the 10-year report, show Newstart allowance recipients had surged to more than 660,000, partly from the Gillard government's decision to switch a large group of single mothers off the more generous parenting payment, while DSP recipients totaled 821,000. The Sydney Morning Herald today reports that Premier Barry O'Farrell will use special legislation to tear up three coal licences worth hundreds of millions of dollars issued by corrupt former Labor Minister Ian MacDonald and deny the companies that own them any compensation. The announcement is likely to spark legal action against the government by listed company New Coal and private miner Cascade Coal, which claim their investors are being punished unfairly. On Monday, Cascade, which has previously valued its exploration licences at $500 million, said the decision was grossly unjust and would cause irreparable damage to the reputation of New South Wales and raise significant questions of sovereign risk. And many of the dailies today report that convicted drug smuggler Chappelle Corby has cleared two of the bureaucratic hurdles standing between her and her parole bid, and has only two more to go before she can be released from Kerobokan prison. A spokesman for the Indonesian Corrections Department has confirmed that the Australian government has issued Chappelle Corby with a new passport at the request of the country's Immigration Department. The Immigration Department has also confirmed in writing that Corby, who has served 9 years in jail, was legally able to stay in Indonesia to serve out the rest of her sentence. Jonathan, we'll have more on that after 7:30 this morning.
And more papers in our next half hour.